was a surprising how much of it we actually missed. Yes, please.
Let me have a look. So we were talking about the mother that has the baby that does not take the breath. And that baby has indeed got life before it expires at birth. Because the soul is attached to the mother from the moment of conception. Now this raises many conundrums in many people's breasts, because there are those of your world who have babies removed from their bodies, do they not? And I will say to you this, remember that all souls choose before they come the events that are going to transpire upon their life as a lesson for their life, including the soul that is taken from the body of the mother. That soul has also chosen before it came that this is what is going to happen for it. So do not beat up the peoples who make for these decisions as being wicked, bad, wrong, evil, or any manner of thing of this nature. You all, as free souls in spirit, have the right to choose what it is you will have upon your life. Make no judgments of others. Allow that you don't know everything. Have compassion. It may not be that you have chosen to do that in your life, and because of this understanding that you have been given, it may be something that you would never have happened to you in this life on purpose by your own decision on your life. However, do not make judgment about those that have made it part of theirs. Even the ones who seem to be irresponsible about their bodies and continually create new beings only to destroy them. Remember, they have chosen it before they came. Let us look at this just for a moment, because it is very important before your time goes altogether. It is something that is dear to the heart of many peoples. Many peoples make judgments of such females who do these things and are very hard in the judgments of them. Let us look at it from a spiritual point of view. You are in spirit and you have taken your life in a previous life and finished it before it was time, so you have to make up time. So you are shown that you can have a life and only have a short few weeks of it inside the womb of your mother and then be able to leave it behind, and then that is that path that you didn't finish properly, you will have completed that time. You understand? And it may be that you only want to do that much and then have another life where you go from start to finish. So before that one is born, you have a talk with each other and you arrange together for you to come to that soul as part of their life. Do they mind? Now that soul can say to you, no, I don't want you to be part of my life. I don't want to have that experience. Thank you very much. And you then will not go to them. However, they may say to you, well, that is going to be a very powerfully strong experience. And indeed, I believe my soul would benefit from this. And yes, I will do this for you. So that soul is born and grows, and Julie has the small child. The child goes back to spirit. And the one is left on the earth with all the emotions of it. All the recriminations to the self, all the recriminations and judgments of the peoples around them, and they have to learn to deal with it. They have to learn to find a way through their pain. Now, when you look at it from a spiritual point of view, is this not a beautiful gift that that soul is giving the one that only wanted to come for a short time? They're giving a powerful gift of love, whether it is recognized consciously by that being or not, matters not. It is a gift of love, because it has enabled that soul to have its short life that it wanted and needed, and then allowed it to go free so it can begin a new life again and start and go to its completion. So look at things sometimes with different eye than the one that you have of earth. Look at them with your eye of spirit, with the eye of love. And then you will notice more. Remember that sometimes those souls have chosen very hard lives and have come to learn the lessons of responsibility to themselves. Sometimes that is one of the ways it happens to them. You may, in your conscious self, wish it to be otherwise. And that is also a part of who you are in this life. However, you are now here listening to the words of Sonji, so you now have opportunity to alter that within your being and be a little different, do you not? You cannot be different until something different is presented to you, until you are shown something from another point of view. When you want to look at something with eagle eye, go into the body of the eagle and fly in the sky and look down at the land, and you will see things differently. When you want to see things from the ground, go into the eyes of the small creature that is down on the ground. It may be little mouse, it may be serpent, it may be mongoose, it may be ant. You can go and look to their eye and get a different view of the world.
Now, Sanjay, I still don't understand how the baby spirits are going to, if there's no concept of them, how do they end up being adult?
They grow. They are taken into spirit by the angels. The angels come and take them into spirit, the babies. And they are taken and they are placed with other babies and other children that are growing and learning. Understand?
Did all those children get there through the same way?
That is so.
Right, so if there's no concept of time, how long does it take for the baby soul to become an adult soul? Because a baby soul doesn't, as I understand it, revisit Earth. Only an adult soul.
The baby souls are taught until they grow and learn a little. And then they are born into primitive culture. They are not baby souls when they are born into primitive culture. They are perhaps small souls, small children, not babies. Babies remain in spirit in the light, being taught all that they need to know about the different lifetimes they can have, and they are brought up slowly. They are brought to know of the light first and taught about the love that is there. They are nurtured. They are loved into growth. It is different to how it is on the earth plane. Very different. On the earth plane, the baby requires milk to suckle. In spirit, this is not so. There is no need for the sustenance that you know of the earth. The sustenance that comes to them comes from oneness.
But the adult spirit doesn't age. The adult spirit is ageless.
The adult spirit stays the same and can be any age that they want to be. They can present themselves as very ancient being when they come back to the earth plane to show themselves as spirit person. They can come back as very ancient being, or they can come back as child or young person. And usually they take the form of a life that they have lived, one they have had upon the earth plane, that contains all the knowledge and the information that is required in their role as doorkeeper, guardian, or guide to the person that they are coming to.
So that is a soul within a soul, in effect?
No. You have to get away from the idea that there is limitations. There are no limitations in spirit. In spirit, the soul can imagine themselves to be tall or short, fat or thin, old or young, man, woman, girl, boy. Understand? They will take upon themselves the form of a life they have lived, the features of a life they have lived. In spirit, there is no form. There is only light. And when the form is taken, it is taken for purpose of learning, of teaching, of showing. And it is taken so that there is a familiarity for the soul in preparation for when it comes to the earth. When the souls travel from one place to another, they don't need to retain their form. They appear in a form, return to light, travel, and return to form again. This is how they do it. So the baby souls are all souls that have been brought from the darkness into the light, and then they are nurtured and loved. And there is no time. There could be 100 of your earth years past before they become small child, and yet in spirit it is all. It is just like that. There is no time. You have to lose your concept of time when you ponder on spirit. It doesn't exist. The rules that you live by here do not exist over there. The earthly rules of time, the rules of kindness and love, those exist in spirit, but not the rule of time. There is none. When you go to sleep, you pass out of your body and you go into spirit. And there are different you may call them dimensions. There are different levels of awareness within spirit that the soul can travel on these different places of awareness. And the first one is the astral plane that you travel. I nearly said train, and I mean plane. You travel it. You journey on this. And then there are other levels beyond that. And the souls that develop their awareness will move into those different realms depending upon their level of awareness that they develop. And the souls that are on the first plane, beyond the astral plane, cannot go beyond that until they have returned to the earth in their lifetimes and moved up with their learnings. Understand? So when the soul begins this cycle of going to the earth and coming back into spirit, it travels from the first plane, and it is born into life, lives its life, finishes its life, and returns back to the first level again. And so it goes until it is progressed through. Now, the amount of learning that a soul will do in one lifetime is decreed by that soul. Now, because they are baby souls or young souls, does not mean that they don't have the intelligence. It is only that they are young. They have not grown and matured. They have not yet traveled all the dimensions. They have not passed through all the planes. That is what gives maturity in spirit. I'm using a word of earth to describe something of spirit, and it is a little, it is not quite like that. It is different. The soul becomes full in its power when it has gone through all those planes, all those dimensions, and it travels back to Earth and back to Spirit until it has learned. It can have a life of many learnings that will bring it through the first level very quickly or slowly. And the knowledge that it needs to have, it comes to it. Even though it is a small child, it will come to it. It will understand. Not like your baby childs of earth, that when you speak to them, they look at you and they can't speak the word. They can't make their arms and legs move the way they would like. This is not how it is with the souls of spirit. You have to put aside this concept that you have in your mind of babies of earth and babies in spirit being the same, because the rules don't apply. They don't eat. They don't scream. They don't have waste products, so they don't need to wear wrappings on their bottoms. They don't have these things. There's no need for them. Some peoples like to imagine them as being like the baby angels with little wings on their backs. Only they don't have little wings on their backs. They are souls same as you, just smaller. And as they're learning and their growth happens, so they move through the different planes. Now that's the only way that I can give it to you at this time. Because until you change your concept within yourself, you can't move past that. When that changes in you, that realization, you will feel it. And you can help it to change within you by doing meditations, by asking your people in spirit to take you out and to show you and to introduce you to the baby souls and to learn. You can go and visit the Hall of Akashic Records and you can look at your own lifetimes. You can meet with the peoples in spirit and discuss things. And you can learn to bring that knowledge back with you. And when you do, you scribe it down so that you don't lose it. Ask them to show you. And then when you bring the knowledge from there to here, it becomes conscious knowledge. And then you will not have difficulty in understanding, because you will feel it, you will know it. It will be a knowing inside you, and not just words that you are hearing that are being given to you. Do you understand?
Well, it's a pretty full explanation.
However, understanding the concept is something that has to come. I do not say to you or to anybody else, believe it, because I say so. Because you have to feel the knowing within yourself. You have to feel it in here. You can't know it up here in your head. You must go deep inside you to find it. Because your soul knows the truth of it. Your soul will feel it when you allow it to, when it comes. And then you will know it. I know it is.
Can I just ask one question?
Ask the others if you might. It is their time you are using now. Ask.
Is that okay?
It's fine.
Can you tell me about the energy that I've been feeling lately? Inside.
It is the beginning of changes that are taking place for you. It is healing energies that are coming to you to make difference for you. You have been asking for some changes, have you not?
Yeah.
This is it.
It feels like my doorkeeper. I don't know if that's right or not.
I'm not answering you.
Yeah, it does.
You have to learn to feel. You know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And remember, the healing energies will pass through for you, for the changes to take place. Now I go. Go properly this time. I not leave you any surprise. Would you like to dance? Then make for the musics that you had of the dancings. And let your heart soar with the musics and dance with the peoples of the earth.
One.
Number 9. And so I'm going to go and leave you with the dancings and the joy and the light, the power of all of this, and the peace and the love. May it shine on your life and be with you. And I'm going to dance a little with you and then I will go. Because when we dance together, the energies move around the room and join. And they co-mingle together. And this is beautiful. Remember the hand dancing?
Sharing each prayer we offer. ancient ones on.